What's up, everyone? Got some more CrossFit news coming at you. It's February 22nd, so let's take a look at the week that was. So we got not one, but two CrossFit Invictus teams coming out. We got all our open matchups or an open announcement matchups for 2024 announced. And then going to take a quick look again at who's in and who's out for the 2024 season. First up, we got the 2024 version of CrossFit Invictus, reigning fittest team on earth. Half the team remains the same and the other half has been swapped out. So coming back this year, you got Josh Alchama. He's also joined by Devin Kim from last year's team as well. And then the two newcomers, Jorge Fernandez is out. Looks like he's training over at Mayhem. In steps Chandler Smith. Probably not that big of a surprise. And then on the women's side, Brittany Weiss, she's stepped out. Lauren Fisher's in. She's back at the CrossFit Invictus team for 2024. So looking at it, Josh Alchama, he's been on the Invictus team for the past two seasons. So obviously fittest team on earth in 2023. They finished third in 2022. So 2 years on the Poet Games podium for him. From an individual standpoint, it's on the open, obviously every year, but designed individual quarterfinals as well. Last year he was a 28th, and then in both European quarterfinals from 2021 and 2022, he had 8th place finishes. So super strong showings for him as an individual. And back in 2021, and when he did pursue the individual side, he had an 8th place finish at the German Throwdown semifinal, which qualified him for last chance qualifier, where he finished 21st. Joining Alchama on the men's side, you got Chandler Smith, obviously games athlete himself. He had a 7th at the games last year, kind of a big comeback year for him, which was great to see after the 2022 season. Kind of really started that. He had a 1st at the CrossFit Games with James Sprague and Jack Farlow in that field. Went on to have a podium finish at the Rogue Invitational in 2022, which really kind of kicked off his season last year. So really great to see him back in top form. Chandler Smith also had a pretty busy offseason, had a 13th at the Rogue Invitational and a 15th at Dubai, so really busy schedule. He's also over at the Down Under Championships on a team there as well with Noah and I think Tola, so really busy offseason, so good to see him coming back for 2024. He was rumored to go team. Obviously, the big offseason news was he was going to join Noah at Peak 360, but kind of makes sense with Jesse Smith also being part of an Invictus team for Chandler Smith to stay in that Invictus environment, which he did so well in last year. So wish him the best. And then, or honestly, I think this puts them in the front seat for repeating. But obviously, on the women's side, you have Devin Kim. So she's been on the Invictus team as well for the past 2 years. So part of the podium team in 2022 and the fittest team in 2023. She also went to the teen games 4 times as a teen athlete. So both years in the 14 to 15 division and both years in the 16 and 17 division. She had a couple 4th places in 16-17 as well as a 2nd in the 14-15 division 1 year. So good to see her coming back. She has been doing some off-season work as well as an individual. She had a 12th place at Dubai this year. And then 2 years ago in the 2022 Zealous Games, she had an 8th place finish. And the second woman on this team, as mentioned before, Lauren Fisher. She's no stranger to the CrossFit Games or being a member of a team on CrossFit Invictus. So back in 2019, when the Invictus team finished 3rd at the CrossFit Games as well, Lauren Fisher was a member of that team. All in, Fisher's been to the Games 7 times. I think 3 as an individual, 4 as a team athlete. Last time we saw her, 2022, as part of the well-documented CrossFit Reykjavik team. Last year, she did take a run at an individual competition. So she finished 13th at the North America West semifinal. So handful of spots out of that last qualifying spot. Yeah, but also as an individual, a busy offseason for her as well. So she started off the 2nd at the NorCal Classic in September, went on to qualify for Rogue out of the queue where she finished 12th and had a 15th at the Dubai Fitness Championship in December. So busy for Lauren Fisher. Having her back onto the team definitely gives this a solid 2nd woman for them to defend their title at the CrossFit Games this year. The second team out of Invictus that has been announced in the past week, you got CrossFit Invictus Unconquerable. This team is made up of Emily Rethwill and Jesse Smith, who are part of the 2023 Unconquerable team that went on to the CrossFit Games where they finished 28th, and brings in two new team members on the men's side. So you got Philip Muscarella and Roldan Goldboom. It'll be interesting to see how this team comes together going into the season. Looking at the athletes, so Rethwill, as we mentioned, this is her third year on the Unconquerable team. Obviously, they made the games last year, but not in 2022. So seeing her come through, she has been on the team a couple times at Wadapalooza. So she was part of the 2023 Invictus Chicks, which finished 13th. And actually this year she went individual, where she finished 35th overall in the elite field at Wadapalooza. Jesse Smith, she joined Unconquerable last year and made her first trip to the CrossFit Games. Prior to that, she was an individual athlete, making two appearances at semifinals in 2021 and 2022. In 2022, Smith finished 11th at the Granite Games. In 2021, in her first appearance there, she finished in 18th. So continued steady improvement for Smith on the individual side. Switching over to the men's side of things, first up, you have Roldan Goldboom. He kind of burst onto the scene last year in the CrossFit Open. He had a fifth place overall finish, so kind of just came out of nowhere for that. Qualified for semifinals, obviously, but unfortunately had to withdraw from semifinals after test five, which was kind of those max snatch events there. In 2022, he finished 22nd at the Syndicate Crown semifinal. And then this past offseason, he won the Greatest Fit Fest, which was a qualifier for the Wadapalooza LATAM Cup. And then he went on to finish third overall in the LATAM Cup this year. So again, solid showing for him. He's kind of a relative youngster of this sport. So should give him a good opportunity to train in an environment with some of the best in the sport. So hopefully it will be great to see him develop as being a great member of this team. And the fourth member on CrossFit Unconquerable is a three-time individual semifinalist, Philip Muscarella. He finished 19th at North America West semifinals, so a solid top 20 finishing for him. In 2022, he was 13th at the Mid-Atlantic CrossFit Challenge. And back in the first year of semifinals, 2021, he was 24th at the Granite Games. For Muscarella, looking into the offseason this year, he was also at the NorCal Classic, where he finished 7th. And then previously, 2023 Wadapalooza, he did qualify as an individual, where he finished 15th there. So kind of really solid performances kind of in that third tier of elite athletes for him. So interesting to see how he converts to the team side of things in that Invictus environment. So it does look like we have our three Invictus teams for the year in CrossFit Invictus, Invictus Unconquerable, and Invictus Unbroken. They sent three teams to the games last year, so looks like they're going to try to make another run to send three teams to the games this year. CrossFit opens right around the corner, and CrossFit has announced what their open announcements are for all 3 weeks of the open. So 24.1, we got Jeffrey Adler and Brent Fikowski on the men's side, and then Alex Gazan and Alexis Raptis on the women's side. 24.2, you got Colton Mertens and Justin Medeiros. And then in week three, you got Tia Toomey and Ariel Lowen. Really kind of looking at this, it's great to see the athletes like Gazan, Raptis, Mertens, and Lowen get recognition for their performances and be able to kind of put themselves in a spot like that. So I'm happy to see CrossFit recognizing these athletes. From an open announcement standpoint, I don't think there's going to be a lot of intrigue into who wins. I did a piece on Adler and Fikowski, which is out now on our newsletter page, link in the contents here. But I think unless there is a heavy upper body pulling, Adler's going to run away with this. He's just been so lights out in the open. On the women's side, I think Gazan and Raptis will probably be the most interesting duo of the three, just because they are in such an upward trajectory in their careers that it'll be good to see where they left off last year. So I am excited to see that. Mertens, Medeiros, definitely some of the most popular guys in the sport. I think this one will be determined once we get to the open announcement. Once we know the movements, it's kind of going to be determined there who's going to win. Mertens is so good at what he's good at and struggles at what he's not great at. So I think if there's something like deadlifts and overhead squats or something like that, he's going to run away with it. But if it's, rowing and box jumps and pistols or whatever, pull-ups, I should say, it's going to be Madero. So that one will kind of be determined before they even hit the floor. And then kind of week three, Tia and Ariel Lowen, except for a heavy gymnastics thing, I think Tia is also just going to run with it, way with that one. But again, we'll see. It's great that those other athletes get the spotlight on top of the big established names. But we'll see what happens. Obviously, it's an open announcement. Anything can happen. It is the open there. But I don't think there'll be a lot of intrigue in these announcements. And then last up, who's in and who's out over the past week. So Mal O'Brien, she announced that she is going to be stepping away from competition again this year. Just again, focus on mental health and kind of life balance. So accolades to her for making that tough decision at such a young age. So really mature for her, and we wish her all the best. And then Kelly Shirley, she shared a really heartfelt post about why she's stepping away from the season. So just due to the demands of being a elite CrossFit athlete, she really wants to take a step back, reduce stress on her body, and hopefully pursue a family with her partner. So definitely wish her all the best. I know it's great to see her perform at the Games this past year after her years of attempting to make to the Games and having a 21st place finish in her rookie year. Great accolades to that, but we also just wish her all the best as she focuses on building a family and life outside CrossFit. And with that, hit subscribe. Lots of content coming through the CrossFit Open. Make sure to watch out all of our in-depth open analysis that'll be out there. And then follow on Instagram at FranLungAnalytics. We'll give you all the little bite-sized bits of details between these pieces. With that, have a great day. Take care.